Maestro Joseph Rossinio joining us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's always a crazy week when someone comes and leads Arizona Opera because there's so many rehearsals and a cast of thousands usually, right?
Well, six, seven people in the cast, but big chorus and almost a little bigger orchestra than usual because the orchestra is on stage this time.
For those who are opera fans, what's the first thing that's in your mind when you come to do Flying Dutchman?
Well, Flying Dutchman is a transitional piece. It's slightly different than, say, if we were talking about The Ring. Some of it, like the big aria of the Dutchman and parts of the duet of the Dutchman and Zenta, are Wagnerian, for want of a better word. But then there are other things, a duet between Dalent and Dutchman. There's the aria, much of the duet of Eric and Zenta that are really sort of a throwback to either Carl Maria von Weber or Bellini. So this is kind of a hybrid. I am not a believer that Wagner is heavier or less lyric than Italian music. To me, all of music, whether it's Eastern, Western, classical, pop, originates from two sources: the voice and the drum. It's about melody and rhythm. And whether you're doing Goethe Dämmerung or the Beatles, those two elements are primary.
I don't know if I've ever talked to anyone about Wagner, any Wagner, and heard Bellini and Weber thrown in there. But now that you've said it, and what you said, it makes all the sense in the world to me. Perhaps it's so much of the approach that we hear with Wagner. Although I have to say, there are those moments that I really wish I had your job. Not all the time, because it's a hard job. But standing up there for the overture of Flying Dutchman?
Yeah, it's exciting. And I'll tell you, someone asked me if I had a favorite opera. And it was just recently when I was doing Falstaff in Virginia. And I said, no. But I must say, Virginia has given me the opportunity to conduct my two favorite moments in opera, the final 25 minutes of Walküre and the final fugue. And of Falstaff. And Flying Dutchman, that overture is fantastic, but so much of it is. The big aria, the Fristis of the Dutchman, when he first appears, it's, well, like much of Wagner, it's 30, 40 years ahead of its time.
You've been coming to Arizona for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
How should we feel about our Arizona Opera
Company? Oh, it's excellent. What's one of the nice things I've noticed in worldwide is that the level of regional companies has vastly improved over the last 50 years. I've noticed a real improvement in the last couple of seasons in the orchestra. And luckily we have the principals are just terrific. They're good musicians, they're intense actors, excellent voices. Mark Delavan is one of the best Wagnerian baritones in the world today. Mm. He's just terrific.
Maestro, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joseph Rossinio, well, we look forward to this week, and good luck in Tucson, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.